I am incredibly proud to share that you are listening to the 300th episode of the Proof to Product podcast. And it's just incredible to me that we started this show in May of 2017 with one single goal in mind: to become an invaluable business resource for those starting and scaling product-based businesses. And I think it's safe to say that we have certainly hit that goal. We have produced and published over 150 hours of audio content through this show. Our podcast has been downloaded over 1.1 million times. The Proof to Product podcast is ranked in the top 1% of all podcasts. Our podcast and programming have helped not only shape the businesses, but also the personal lives of our listeners and our students. And that is something to be proud of. We have used our platform to shine a spotlight on hundreds of our Proof to Product students, to share their unique stories, products, and business perspectives. And today is no exception. On today's episode, you will hear from several of our Proof to Product students as they share lessons that they learned throughout their business journey, and more specifically, what they wish they had known when they were starting out. I will link to everyone in our show notes so that you can check out their websites and follow them on social. Today's episode is brought to you by our free on-demand wholesale audio series. Many brands jump into selling wholesale before they are ready. I know, because I was one of them. My products were priced too high, I didn't have a SKU system, and my wholesale terms and conditions were non-existent. Sadly, I did not make a great first impression when I started reaching out and pitching stores. And if this is you, you're reaching out and you're hearing crickets back, it's not your fault. Sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. So we're going to break it down for you and answer all the questions that you don't even realize that you need answers to. I'll walk you through the biggest mistakes and common questions that folks have when they're not only starting to sell wholesale, but they're also scaling up. So head to prooftoproduct.com/privatepod to hear my free audio series and avoid the costly mistakes that myself and others before you have made in those early days of selling wholesale. Get access at prooftoproduct.com/privatepod. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes, and let's get started.
Hey, I'm Lana from Lana Shop. I sell a happy bunch of nature-inspired greeting cards, gift wrap, wallpaper, and more to over 1,000 stores, including Paper Source, Anthropology, and the Denver Zoo. I've owned my business for 10 years now, and looking back, one thing I wish I had known at the beginning is that we're all just trying to figure it out. So lean into those contacts, those friendships, and if you're ever having a particular harder day, take a break, get some fresh air, and come back to it later.
Hi, my name is Katie Hart from Odd Daughter. I sell greeting cards, art prints, stickers, and a deck of cards with prompts to help manage anxiety and stress. Over the past 10 years, I've sold to about 450 stores worldwide. One thing I wish I'd understood when I started was the importance of follow-up. I would email shops and maybe follow up once, but if they didn't order, I would often assume they weren't a good fit or maybe that they didn't want to hear from me again. Now I know that follow-up is just a part of doing business. Of course, I vet retailers and only reach out to those that I think would be a good fit for Odd Daughter products. So that gives me confidence to follow up for new orders and reconnect with existing buyers who haven't ordered in a little while. Basically, my takeaway is don't be afraid of follow up.
Hi, I'm Alicia from Slightly Stationery. We sell greeting cards, notepads, pencil packs, stickers, and playing cards to over 1,000 stores worldwide. I've owned my business for almost 8 years, and looking back, one thing I wish I'd known at the beginning of my business journey is that there are seasons of business. There are mountaintops and valleys, and I think the most important thing you can do at the beginning of business is to set up a firm foundation, both legally and with finances, and then to consistently execute on the basic fundamentals in sales and marketing, and then those mountaintops and valleys come. If you are on a mountaintop, that is not guaranteed the next day. And likewise, when you are in a valley, that season is going to pass. And if you consistently execute on the basic fundamentals, you're going to survive into the next season.
I'm Sadie, and my company is 20-some Design. I sell hand-lettered stationery with a feminist twist. You can find my products in over 200 independent stores worldwide, as well as Barnes & Noble and Paper Source. I've owned my business for 3 years now, and looking back, something that I wish I knew at the beginning of my business journey is that you're going to have failures, but that doesn't define your business as a whole. Inevitably, everything you create won't be a bestseller, but that's totally okay. Don't be afraid to try new things when things don't work out, and that's just normal. Keep pivoting and keep going. The businesses that survive are the ones that keep adapting as they figure out what works and grow with it.
Hi, this is Rhonda Warren from Colorbox Letterpress. We sell letterpress stationery and paper-based gift items. 846 stores in the U.S. have placed orders with us since we've started our wholesale, and we have about 300 SKUs for buyers to choose from. I've owned my business for 18 years, and the one thing I wish I'd known at the beginning of my business journey is that you're not alone. Most new business owners have many of the same questions I had, and I was so relieved when I found Proof to Product many years ago. I still learn so much from Katie and from this group.
Hi there, I'm Kiwi from Your Girl Kiwi. I sell greeting cards and stickers, notepads, keychains, gifty items to make people giggle. I'm in more than 500 stores across the U.S., some international, mostly U.S. I've owned my business for 12 years this year. And looking back, one thing I'd wish I'd known at the beginning of my business journey is that I don't have to do everything all at once, that I can be slow and intentional and focus on the things that are working first before I tackle everything. I don't have to have like all of my strategies for every single thing ironed out. And the other biggest thing, because of course I can't just have one thing, is I wish that I had known when I started my business that the most important thing for my business was to make sure I was taking care of myself first. I burnt myself out a lot. I worked myself way too hard. I wasn't paying attention to my feelings, both in and out of my business. And there were many, many times when I wanted to burn my business down. And if I'd made sure to take care of myself first and foremost, then I think my business would have been a lot easier for a lot longer than it has been. So hopefully that's helpful. Bye.
Hi, my name is Allison O'Connor from Rust Belt Love Papery. I sell letterpress, stationery, and gifts to a number of stores nationwide, including Meijer grocery stores, Barnes & Noble, and Paper Source. I've owned my business for 13 years now and doing wholesale for 3. Looking back, one thing I wish I had known at the beginning of my business journey is the value of investing in education for your business. For the first 8 years of my business, I stumbled around through Google searches and, you know, trying to find information on my own, but my business never moved as quickly or as efficiently as when I took the leap of investing in myself in courses and education like Paper Camp.
I am Katie Hunt, and I'm the founder of Proof to Product. For 8 years, I owned and operated a stationery brand whose products were carried in hundreds of stores throughout North America. And since 2011, I have coached thousands of product brands across industries and across the world on how to sell wholesale through our programming at Proof to Product. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. And looking back, one thing I wish I realized in those early days of running my business is that it is 100% possible to build a profitable, sustainable business that supports the life you want to lead. It's not always easy. Your boundaries will be challenged. You will have to make tough decisions and take calculated risks. Your patience will be challenged, and you'll need to constantly remind yourself of what matters most in your life and in your business. But with focus and agility, you will continue to evolve your business in a way that supports the life you want to have. Thank you for tuning in to our 300th podcast episode today. I hope you enjoyed hearing from our Proof to Product community members, and a big thanks to everyone that shared their hard-learned lessons. To help us celebrate this major milestone of hitting 300 episodes, I ask that you do two things. First off, head to ratethispodcast.com/PTP for Proof to Product and rate this podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and write a review. This podcast is truly a labor of love. We have dedicated endless hours over the last 6 years to produce this podcast with one single goal in mind. We really wanted this to become an invaluable resource for product-based business owners, free business school for all of you. Your reviews and ratings really do help the show gain visibility, and it allows us to help out more businesses. So thank you in advance for leaving those ratings and reviews. The second thing I want to ask you to do is participate in today's exercise. Take a screenshot of our episode and share it on Instagram and tell us what is one thing you wish you had known in your early days of running your business. And be sure to tag me at Proof to Product so I can share with our followers. Thank you so much for listening until the end. Have a great week, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.